Welcome to Knowing Spirit, a show about healing the soul so you can change your life. This is Reverend Shreese Thorne inviting you to journey to all that is.
Hello and thank you for listening to Knowing Spirit. This is Reverend Shreese Thorne, and with me on the line I also have Angela Thorne. And today we're going to be talking about the Song of Spirit. I have been discussing the different ways and paths to connecting with the All That Is and becoming one with the All That Is, the Mother, the Great Mother, Father, God of the Universe, and the different techniques that I have used in the past that have been really useful to open up my heart and expand to a greater or, sorry, let's say, less differentiated level of consciousness. But today I want to work with the level of spirit that we are sourcing from that allows us to even be here and see the beauty and see the sacredness of this experience and our expression, and then hope, and in the hopes that once we see how divine we are, how meaningful our expression is, how purposeful this incarnation is, we can start to appreciate the very difficult times that make us want to leave. Now, the Spirit's song that I'm talking about came spontaneously one day. I was working with a visionary poet named Hal Minogue, and his, I can't even call it poetry, really. It's really a song from the heart of the cosmos. That's the words that I use. And it was very interesting the way he writes. He does share an essence of the mother or the great spirit in a way that we have sometimes forgotten. So I'd like to start off with this poem. It's called Spirit Song. Continuous roots mesh within me. Interlocking consciousness awakens to the sound of forgiveness. Ripening seeds of desire fall freely through the fertile soil of oneness and plant themselves in reality. Each self dances in endless harmony. Rotating partners hold patterns of remembering tightly in place as the wind of change blows its spirit song through the tree of life. I taste one fruit of gratitude. I just thought that it was very a powerful way of trying to see how we are this vine, the sacred vine of the universe that is constantly producing and constantly creating, and how we are interconnected. It's an interlocking consciousness, and as one awakes, so does the other. I call the path that I'm on right now knowing spirit. That's my desire. I want to know what spirit is, and I also want to become the knowing spirit. So I thought that was a cute little pun. That's why my web is called knowingspirit.org, and the latest book is Knowing Spirit, You're Healing Your Soul. I was really fascinated with that concept of knowing spirit. At first, I was on the path of knowing self. I wanted to know myself and understand myself to the greatest extent possible. But then I realized if I moved beyond this individual form into the all, I could really know myself, because in the end, I am the all. So this path of knowing spirit has brought me to a place where I actually believe that we are all one, and we're all God, Goddess, conscious. And a lot of my teachings have come from the channeled messages from Angela Thorne, communications from All That Is. So I was blessed with those teachings. I didn't just wake up one day and everything was there. I did have this base, or this foundation, let's call it. And while I'm talking about the subject, Angela, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, good. This concept of All That Is was very new to us when we were first introduced to the All That Is concept 10 years ago. My goodness, I was conditioned to think that there was an energy outside of me, and that energy created me, and I was just at the whim of this being. And it wasn't anything intentionally, I think, evil or dark. I think it was just the way that I may have even interpreted things. And we were just talking this morning, Angela and myself, about how the teachings have come from these higher realms or the higher aspects of ourselves. What has changed is the interpretation of the teachings, which is interesting because we can have one teaching from the same path, and two masters are going to interpret it differently, which I thought was fascinating because there is no right and wrong. It's all based upon independence. And independence in terms of, I'm going to believe what I want to believe because that's what I want to believe. That's where my perception is leading me. So autonomy. We all want to be God. God is conscious or cosmic consciousness. Isn't that the purpose of this incarnation, to become fully aware, balanced beings? Or is it to just blindly follow in the steps of another? I think it's to become all that you can be and then to embrace the differences, but knowing at the same time that we are all at the core the same. We are all from this one spirit. We are all that is, and we're just choosing to differentiate because it's a whole lot more fun. So, Angela, what are some of your thoughts about all that is and this the spirit song that I read from Hal?
Okay, well, my understanding of all that is growing every moment of every day. At first, I saw it just as a name that was being asked to be used so that we can come into greater awareness of what this God Almighty was all about. But there is so much more to that. I am understanding now that we are being guided and given messages, shown things, and that everything around us is indeed a message from this all, from this all that is, from this universal God, or the great love, the infinite, eternal, divine love. And that when we can understand that this is just the oneness of who we are, we could accept a little bit more rather than separate. And I think that is what this oneness is all about, this knowing of all that is. You know, that it brings about a greater understanding rather than knowing that God is outside of us, or seeing God as outside of us. As, you know, I was taught that when I was growing up, and we come to understand that God is everything and everywhere. And so we can get a message from the clouds, we can get a message from a rabbit, we can get a message from the painting on the front cover of a book. Everything is just telling us something about ourselves, and therefore that is the oneness.
Okay, thank you very much for being patient with us today. We're having a little bit of phone trouble. I just wanted to reiterate what Angela was saying, who's talking about we're coming from a place of acceptance instead of separation. So I'm going to give her some time to get back on the line. I think she is having some trouble. But I will do my best to share what it is that I think that she was meaning to say until she can get back on. The all that is the great mother from which we have came. And I really want to put out here that when I say mother, I don't think female and male. I just think mother as in the nurturing aspect of ourselves, the birther, the one that births. It's up to us to create what we want to create. We don't always want to look to mommy, quote unquote, to control our lives. We want to be independent. If we didn't
calling
want...
knowing spirit. To book a private consultation with Reverend Shree Thorne, please leave your name, number, a brief message, and the best time to contact you, and your call will be returned. For more information about the organization, please visit www.knowingspirit.org.
Thank you again. This is Reverend Shree from Knowing Spirit. We were talking about becoming one with all that is and understanding ourselves and knowing ourselves and this place of self-acceptance that we need to source from in order to really be the universe or attain this God consciousness. I like to use the word God, cosmic consciousness instead. The word God has a lot of connotations to it, and it does imply religion, and I'm trying to move beyond the boundaries of religion, although it has been helpful. Religion has been incredibly helpful in the past, and it still is. The limits allow us to expand ourselves, so they give us a structure from which to work from. They give us a level of contrast, let's say, to work within. So this term cosmic includes, let's say, all the religions, all the paths, and all the ways. And this cosmic connection that I'm desiring to have with everyone and everything is really what's going to bring me the greatest peace and harmony. The spirit song that I had mentioned before at the beginning of the program, within me, interlocking consciousness awakens to the sound of forgiveness. And ripening seeds of desire fall freely through the fertile soil of oneness and plant themselves in reality. The magnificence of this universe sometimes is overwhelming. When I really become aware of how incredible existence is, it is sometimes it touches me in the heart, and it feels like tears of joy will crack me open. It really does. But I think that's the state, that high point, that bliss that people attain when they start to remember and they start to see how glorious this universe is. And it's what sometimes people call madness, because sometimes you do feel mad. Sometimes I do feel that I'm on that path of madness, because then everything becomes so exquisitely beautiful. Even the pain and the suffering that I saw before that I couldn't handle, it becomes so beautiful because I'm now able to see that it's a vehicle to get the soul to turn inwards instead of looking out for the teacher, instead of looking outside for the source. The soul turns inwards. So I'm not quite sure how much I was speaking about before I actually got on the air, but I'm just going to recap about that source that is dwelling within. If we are not thinking that the source is within us and we see the source is outside, then we put a wall around ourselves. And this wall is a boundary. And when you put boundaries between yourself and the source, then you start to separate. You start to engage in this concept of separation between you and the Creator. And when that occurs, fear sets in. Therefore, as I mentioned earlier, fear is your greatest friend, because it is letting you know there's something you need to take a look at and there's something that you've forgotten. When I was speaking about choosing to decide to incarnate into the 3D or the earth plane level, it was from a place of honesty and integrity. I feel that I've reached a certain plateau where if I'm not absolutely truthful, then I'm not sharing. Because if I'm holding back what I know about myself and why I'm here and what I'm trying, if I'm holding back, then I'm not being myself. And if I'm not being myself, I'm not sharing from that highest level of consciousness that can be shared. So I am only sharing that. I'm only sharing that memory, that experience from the higher, well, not higher, another dimension. I don't like to use the word higher and lower, because that connotates greater than or less than. That experience from another, let's say, family of consciousness, which one of my friends used, how Manok, he talks about families of consciousness instead. From another family of consciousness that we felt at this family level that it was beneficial for everyone if we came to share our teachings. It was a gift, because in order for me to get to the level where I can teach, I had teachers, I had healers, I had guides, I still do, and I rely heavily on them, but I know that they are still me. I know that they're not outside of me anymore. I know whatever they can offer me, I can also retrieve myself. But since we're divinely connected, this interlocking consciousness, since we're divinely connected, then I can reach out, and not in terms of weakness and giving my power away, but in terms of knowing that we're brothers and sisters. So the mother is the universe, the primordial energy, that womb, and every spirit being is my brother and my sister. Younger spirit beings are our children, just as I'm sure souls will get older and will become grandparents or great-grandparents, who knows, but it's a family. So if we start thinking about the universe as our family, the universe, the cosmic consciousness, the great mind, the all that is the mother. So we have come from the mother in terms of choosing form for self-awareness, and I talked about that issue of contrast. We're choosing form from self-awareness, so we're reflecting from the source, the divine mother, father, God. Therefore, every other source, every other reflection of the source is our brother and sister. So we are now a family. So think about how much you love your mother and your father, your brothers and your sisters, your wife, your husband, your son, your daughter. Think about how much you care about them. Think what you would do. What lengths would you go to ensure that they will stay with you? What would you do to make sure your child is going to be with you? And I don't mean physically, I mean spiritually. What steps are you going to take to ensure that your family members are going to dwell in the same realm with you or be aware or awakened? And that's all the light bearers are doing at this time. We're just taking the necessary steps to ensure that our brothers and our sisters and our sons and our daughters, some of us are grandparents, so some of us are not, we're just ensuring that we're doing all we can to open up the eyes to the other souls that just haven't realized yet that they are a spark of universal light. They have the creative principle within them. We just forget being born on the earth plane. It's a veil of the veil of forgetfulness is the flesh. But thank God for this flesh, no pun intended, but thank God for this flesh, because it's the flesh that makes us forget. But it is through the flesh, the challenges of the flesh, that we will remember. Remembering is the great bliss. Now, how can we remember if we've never forgotten? How can we become aware of something if we're always aware of it? We have to have some kind of contrast. So the earth plane is the best place to come to become aware that you are divinity in form. It's this earth plane that wakes you up. It's the earth plane that allows you to know that you are cosmic consciousness. You are divine and you are holy. So although that these lifetimes here are sometimes horrendous, you know, it hasn't been easy here, but the lifetimes allow us to know something about ourselves. I call it knowing spirit. Some people call it self-realization. Some people call it enlightenment. Some people call these people avatars. I can't say that I'm an avatar, but I can say that I'm seeking to know spirit, and I don't think, or I'm not aware of right now, that I ever stop knowing spirit. I think if there's an infinite universe, if there is no end to this universe and there's no limits, then how can I stop knowing myself? How can I stop knowing spirit? There's nothing stopping me. There's always more love. There's unlimited love, therefore there's always more love for me to experience. Now I hope it doesn't have to be in such challenging ways that, you know, I've had to in the past, but sometimes those challenges do push your boundaries, and I'm talking about pushing your boundaries out. We have to have healthy boundaries with each other because we are on this earth plane and we are using the physical body to experience ourselves, but we can push the boundaries that we've put between us and the source. Push those boundaries out. Dissolve those boundaries. Let them go. They were They were there to serve you because you needed to become aware. So let them go so that you can become aware. If you're not going to push those boundaries away, if you're not going to dissolve the wall that you put up between you and the source, then you're not making use of the wall. The wall was there so that you could become aware that the source was within you. If you keep the wall there, the wall is no longer serving its purpose. The wall is failing. So let those walls take on their purpose. The quote-unquote thoughts of separation, or the lower dense energies people call the demons, whatever word you want to use, they have a purpose. Their purpose is to help us to awaken. Let them fulfill their purpose and let them go. Why hang on to them? They're here to help in their own way. We're all here to help. I'm not saying, oh, but go out and become buddies. What I'm saying is that there are thoughts of separation. There are thoughts of inequality. There are thoughts of good and bad. There are thoughts of judgment that bind us. There are thoughts of anger and hatred and rage and bitterness and enslavement that keeps us bound. Keeps us bound to thinking that this is an evil universe and there is no order. Let's open up our eyes and let's open up our hearts. Cleanse our field of the thoughts that there is anything out there other than us. When we fully awaken to the reality that everything is us and we are everything, nobody can harm you. How can anybody harm you if that person is you and you don't see them outside of yourself? You can't attract harm to you. You cannot attract poverty to you. You cannot attract fear to you. Fear and poverty and harm and violence and neglect and abuse are all signs that we are feeling separate from the source. They are our friends and very hard to deal with. I got to tell you, I had to have a lot of help to get here. Very, very hard to deal with these lower energies, but they are doing their job. And if you are not allowing them to dissolve the boundaries between you and the source, then they are not being able to fulfill their purpose. Whatever pushes you, whatever pushes your buttons, whatever causes you to react is another opportunity for you to realize what you are, the divine pure spirit, and that's everywhere. The way to overcome the negativity in the universe and the lower energies and those entities that are out there just waiting for you to become emotional and blinded to your wisdom, opening up to the infinite wisdom and the infinite love that is residing within your heart makes those entities invisible. They become meaningless. I saw a cartoon the other day, well, not the other day, quite a while ago, something about Samurai Jack, and this monster comes up and attacks him, and he says, "You cannot harm me because you don't exist." If you get to that level where you realize they're only existing for the purpose of contrast, how can they bother you? How can they harm you? And because he didn't believe that this monster existed, it tried everything it could to get in him, and it wouldn't. Now, this is a cartoon, mind you, but I had to bring it up. I thought it was just fabulous. It goes down to those teachings that my soul was able to ascertain centuries ago, when it realized that the world of contrast isn't what it seems. Wake up. Move beyond the contrast that we have placed so that we can be self-aware. If I can expand my consciousness out to everything, how can we be different? We're unique, but the source that we're using is the same. It's that primordial energy. And if you expand out to that primordial energy, the divine mother of God, if you become an incarnate of the mother of God or the father God, whatever term you want to use, then you're always going to be safe. You're always going to be loved. You're always going to be taken care of because you're the one doing it. The source is residing within you. It is an honor to be able to share these revelations that I've had with others. Because every word that I speak, I am expanding my field out. I'm expanding my consciousness out.
You deserve to know the bliss found in the divine union of your soul with spirit. You do not have to wait until the afterlife to fully experience oneness with God. Through healing the soul of its forgetfulness of who and what it is, you allow it to fulfill its divine right to know the spirit that you are, so that you can be the knowing spirit and enjoy your existence. Please join me, Reverend Sharice Thorne, for Knowing Spirit, a show about healing the soul so you can change your life. For more information, please visit www.knowingspirit.org.
Bliss in the divine union. Why are you on your knees? Why are you looking to the heavens? What is it that you think is in the sky? Because all I see is clouds. Salvation cannot be found humbling to a God you think exists outside of yourself. Did God not create man in his own image? Did Jesus himself say, "Ye are all gods"? Go beyond what you think you need to do and go within. For the God that exists within can never be found on your knees. This is a lyric from the CD that I wrote, Bliss in the Divine Union. And I wrote this maybe 5 or 6 years ago, actually probably longer than that, and I had the opportunity to meet a Belgian healer with a just beautiful voice. And I was always getting these neat songs in my head, so I shared with her the songs, and she put it to a CD with music, and it is quite beautiful. So if anybody's interested in a copy, please link on my website right off of the BBS page and send me an email, and I'd love to send you a copy. I really find it very healing for me. But the thought that a God that exists within can't be found on your knees, I don't think that means that kneeling down in church is wrong. I don't think that that's what it's all about, because at first I thought that's what it meant. I thought, oh gosh, you know, I was born and raised Catholic. I don't know if I like that thought, because sometimes going on my knees is humbling. It gives me a sense of surrender. But I think if we're on our knees thinking that what we're praying to is outside 30,000 feet above the air of the universe or the air of the earth, then we're putting up a bigger wall around us. If you're down on your knees and humbling to that energy that's within you and allowing you to create because you know that it's the creative principle, then what you're doing is you're saying, I'm ready to let go of the thought that the source is outside me. The source is within me. Pick me up, get me up on my feet, and help me walk. Help me move to a place where I remember I am. I think it's not about attacking religion, per se. I think it's about seeing how religion has helped us move forward, helped us heal, because it is the contrast, it is the other that we needed, the thought of separation. We need those thoughts in order to realize that we're not. We need the up to know that there is a down. We need structure to know that there is not a structure. We need limits to know that there isn't a limit. In my book, Knowing Spirit, I write here, my interpretation of hell is to remain unconscious in a cycle of birth and rebirth, convinced that earth is all there is, and to know that heaven is always without you. So I want to repeat that. My interpretation of hell is to remain unconscious in a cycle of birth and rebirth, convinced that hell is all there is, and to not know that heaven is always with you. That is hell. Hell and heaven are a state of mind. For me, heaven is the soul having been liberated from the hell of forgetfulness and then dwelling as a divine being of light in the higher vibrational realms, of much subtler energy. I'm not meaning here leaving your body. I think that we can experience bliss in the physical. In fact, I have been able to experience bliss in the physical. That perhaps the concept of nirvana and heaven that the old sages were talking about wasn't moving out of the physical body and letting it die. It meant dying to the needs of the physical body and becoming aware that...
Thank you for listening to Knowing Spirit, a show about healing the soul so you can change your life. Please visit our website at www.knowingspirit.org. And if you would like to be a guest on our program or book a private consultation with Reverend Sharice Thorne, please call us at 1-815-483-1141. Until then, this is Reverend Sharice sending you light and love on your journey home.
Hi, it's Sam Green from Sam Green the Time Machine, wishing you all the best and the best of